DECA News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg going up to 25, Pretoria 28, and Rustenburg a high of 31 degrees today.
Kempton Park, two accidents, the first on the R24 westbound before the Barber Road exit, and the other one on the R21 southbound near the Atlas Road exit.
In your sport, the race to succeed Bill Beaumont as chairman of World Rugby comes to a conclusion in a vote tomorrow, and professional players have called for a change in the tennis balls used in top tournaments.
We start in Johannesburg, where former MMC for Community Development, Kabela Gwamanda, is threatening to drag the city speaker to court over his axing. Gwamanda, who is also a former Johannesburg mayor, was fired on Saturday while an investigation continues into allegations that link him to a funeral policy scam. But his legal team says Gwamanda is not taking this lying down and claims that his dismissal was unfair and that he wasn't notified. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
In a letter written to Speaker Mthembu, Gwamanda's legal team states he only learned about his dismissal as MMC through a media statement issued by the mayor's office. Gwamanda also accuses the speaker of creating an atmosphere of hostility and bias against him through the public statements by Speaker Mthembu. Gwamanda's legal team has given Mthembu until tomorrow morning to address what they deem as procedural and substantive issues with his dismissal or face court action. He also demands that the speaker withdraws her public comments and issue a public apology by 8 a.m. tomorrow. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In the High Court in Johannesburg, SA Football Association President Danny Yordan is expected to appear today. He's been charged with the misuse of 1.3 million rand of SAFA funds for personal gain. It includes allegations that Yordan hired a communications company to manage his image after former ANC MP Jennifer Ferguson alleged that Yordan had raped her in 2017. South Africa's top diplomat says he does anticipate challenges in the relationship with America, but is confident that these would be resolved through engagements. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola addressed the media yesterday after Donald Trump was elected the new president of the U.S.
Our relationship continues to be dynamic and evolving, and we should continue to engage with the U.S. at all levels.
That while the rand has slumped against the US dollar, as traders fret over the impact of Trump's presidency on the Chinese and global economies. A dollar is now trading at 18 rand 9 cents. Last night, Trump named Elon Musk as the head of a new US government efficient group tasked with cutting wasteful spending by American departments. Meanwhile, Trump is expected to make a triumphant return to Washington today, where he will meet US President Joe Biden in the Oval Office. The 78-year-old Trump is expected to be sworn in as America's 47th president in late January. More on our news blog. And with wedding season now in full swing, here's a tip for the happy couple. Invest in good quality wedding cake. A slice of the wedding cake from Queen Elizabeth II's wedding to Prince Philip has been sold on auction. This is 77 years after their wedding. The slice of cake came packaged in a box with a printed letter from the then Princess Elizabeth. The cake slice from 1947 was sold for more than 50,000 rand.
Ach nee.
Hy het ook 'n doily gehad wat saam met die koek.
Hy het 'n doily.
Ouma.
So.
I waste money on many things.
Yeah. A hand-printed letter from the princess, the Ooster Koek.
My mother kept those things.
Die koek of die doily.
Die as jy na troue toe gaan en jy kry mos die also
gekeerde neete.
Hulle het altyd toegemaak ook met wat is daai
reispapier soos 'n
funny no.
Oh, fondant.
No,
that marzipan.
No, that paper man. It's like a paper. It's like but you must wear so die mekaar so funny.